Bushus of Imori. Rolling my Simon Shin Ches, Sevdala, the Sugar Pleach Shumlach Leheter. We have a Mishnah on Dafko Chodala that brings down Kolakil Mitolim, the Tzarech Ushle the Tzarech. The Gemara brings down a Machlikis among the Moroim, what does that mean? There's one Malach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba, and Abaya. They say the Tzarech means Tzarech Gufoy, Shle the Tzarech means the case of the Kaimoy. However, Mecham Litzel is also Asad Hasheni, Rav and Rav. They hold the tzarech means tzarech gufay umekaymoi. Shlo tzarech means the case of mecham letzel. That's how at the end of the sugya in Kuf Chavdal Dom Beis, Rashi paskins like Rav and Rav. And they paskin that kli shemlach leheter is mutter also mecham letzel. That's the big three paskin, the Rambam, Perchafei, the Rif, the Rosh. Once afterwards, the Rishonim and the Paiskim, the Mechab is very clear that way in Simon Shin Ches, Sevdalad, that kli shemlach leheter is mutter even the case of mecham letzel. Now the question is, what is the gedder of until mecham letzel? So midafka mecham letzel, a case of gneva, a case of being wounded of the sun, was mean any example, and the moshel is mecham letzel, but even shlo letzer klal also is mutter. So betzim is machlokes among the rishonim. When Rashi brings down the lochas kirovo, his words are on kuf chav dalet, dovah shemlach leheter shori legamri, completely. Rashi says, even shloit zar klal, lemaisetz mutter. Rashi in Bein Daf Yud Beis, Daf Lamed Zayin, he says, why do loy gozo tilt the kelim v'oichlim? There's no gzeir at all. Therefore, it's mutter legamri. A second reason, Lashit L'ran, when it says, over kuf chav gilim beis, what the definition of mecham letzel means, he says, kloima bichti, it's example meaning anything. In fact, the Shita L'ran, Daf Kuf Chav Vav and Beis, if so, why is the Gemara bring down the case of Mecham Letzel? It's example, Orchid and Milsanakit. But Echnami, any situation, is Nichol Negedev of Slod Tzar Klal, that's Mutter. The end of Shita L'ran, V'chein Kosev Ru'ah, his Rebbe. That's him looking at Ru'ah, in Bein Daf Yud Beis, he's very clear that way. Then we show the Shilta Gibarim and Daf M'ches, he brings down that's a Shita L'ri. Therefore, built upon this, says Adonazer in Archaim Simitov Gimel, that even though it's a machlokes of Bein Rishonim, and how can we mark this into this machlokes? Well, the cholapachos is limud chus and roiv oilam, sheyesh lama mash yismuchu, and what to be semichon, mashi, the ro'ah, the ri, shichelaran, uminigis otaru. That means Adonazer defends the moin am that seems to be lax upon this halacha. They seem to move things from the tzarklal. And therefore, minigas al toru, leave it as is. Atzad Hasheni, those who machmer. The Rak Mishnah brings down the Rambam. You read him slowly. He says that halachovi is mortal tzarich mekoymei and legufoi, and also b'shul atzmoi shilakli. That's the only case he says. Explains the Rak Mishnah. We see from over here only for the atzmoi shilakli is mortar, avashloi tzarich klal lemaisis oser. Now the Archashulchan wants to fakvik and say there's no right for the Rambam. The Rambam only took the Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon HaShas. The Chud, they point out that's not true. The Gemara's words are Mecham Letzel, and the Rambam switched it Bishul Asma Shalakli. So he's Meduik that way, Dafk in a situation that's a Tzarechakli, otherwise Shloid Tzarechal is also. The Rabban and Mechamis Daf Samach Vav goes this way. They show the Gemara also brings down that's a Shita of the Smag. Look at the Ram, that the Olam Suan Daf Mechas. He Be'etzim says, those who want to be Mekel, all of the Havi Raya, could Be'etzim, the Sugya sounds for a carrot, the only case of Mecham Letzel in that situation coming for a person to be Mekel, otherwise more than that not. And the Ritva, when it brings down the Ru'ah, to be Mekel, his Rebbe, Vicky, he wants to argue, saying no for a carrot, has to be a situation that a case over here is Dafka Mecham Letzel. The Magi Mishnah, after brings down the Rambam, it brings down the Yesh Matirim. And he ends off on those one we make all ve'ein lehem amash yismuchu. That means that Avnezer is really a play of words on the Magen Mishnah. The Avnezer is saying yisha amash yismuchu. The Kamalog Magen Mishnah is saying ein lamash yismuchu. But the ikar lochish shlo tzarech klal is also. Chin dasa meiri, the piskeri az, look at the kolboy, the ozrua, the smag, and the Torah, like the Shulda Gebarim points out, the way the Torah says it over, it says, Tzorech HaKli, Shlo Yigonev, Shlo Yishaber, Dafka, that situation, but more than that, there is no heter. So we have Rav Yishayim seem to disagree with the definition of Rashi. The Rashi says, Shori Ligamri, the definition is Dafka Mecham Letzel. Halach L'maisel, again, the Avnezer says, Yishma al shiyismuchu v'aminigisol toru. L'maisa mechaben sevdal is very clear. Shloi litzar klal osel taltloi. In the first chabura, we mentioned the shlar kodesh that he gave musa to the ilam. They're not nizan certain halachas. I'm civilly negated sugya muksa. And he writes over there, we're not discussing with shuftani rishoyi. Discussing people who are yireh es Hashem v'yoidim. And still, there's some men named Akoprotin Yonim. The example is Klish Shemalach Teleheter. The Yireim think, the Yoidim think that he can move Shloy Tzara Klal, and they do not know that is Osir. The Shloy is giving Musa to people who know Alocha. They do not know that Klish Heter cannot be moved for no reason. And the Shloy Kodesh is brought down by the Eli Rabba by us, the Tais of Shabbos, the Nazir Sol, and others. They have become the Ik among the Paiskim. The Locha is not that way. The Locha is not like Rashi di Ime. Locha is like the Rambam u di Ime. And once the Beis Yosef Merchava codifies it la Locha, says the Archa Shulchan, who has the right to argue upon it? And therefore, Be'ik the Paiskim say, the Locha is only Mecham Letzel Yev Heter by Kli Shemach Le Heter. Otherwise, more than that, there is no Heter. So again, it's very clear. We have two Mahalchim over here. Rashi, Lav Nezer, meaning Yisrael Toru. Of Roi V'Shoinim, and the Shloss says true that it's a meaning, but the minig is a tois, and then the must be machma and shloi tzara klal is also. Now, what is the get of shloi tzara klal? So first, you really have to start from the sources and build from there. The Beis Yosef, when he says, Avarayel, that shloi tzara klal is also, B'ik is coming from two Rishonim. It's quoting the Rambam, Api the Ma'akim Mishnah, and the Rashbo. Now, this Rambam, again mentioned before, Archa Shulchan said there is no raya, that there should be a raya. But what is this Rashba? So there's a sugya, a Mishnah, that Membez. The Mishnah over there says you want to have a case of shemen dripping out of your nair on Shabbos and dripping onto the table, and you want to put a plate underneath it. It is ulcer. One case, Kamlum Gemara, Migdan Hashaila of Chizda and of Yitzchok, about putting a plate underneath a beitzel. If Yitzchok says to put a plate underneath the mekabel a beitzel shnol on Shabbos is muksa. Says Rav Chizda, to mekabel is osir, to cover it is mutter. What's the chilek? Why by shemen, my beitz underneath is also to mechas is mutter? Says Rav Chizda, since it's only a atzala porto, and it's not motzoi, could an egg to be laid in a case of a madroin, a case where it's slanted and rolled away, is not that motzoi? Masha enkin, an egg to be laid in an ashbin of garbage, happens all the time. And therefore, 1 in 7 days is Shabbos over here. Therefore, atzalat motzoi will let a person go do take a plate and cover up the egg. Masha enkin atzalat porta that's not motzoi, like shemen dripping from a ner, or the case of a beitzah rolling down and be mekabel the beitzah, atzalat that's not motzoi, that only porta would not come along over here to be mekabel. You cannot move the plate to mekabel the shemen and not to mekabel the beitzah. Says the Rashi in the Sugya Daf Mem Gimel. He says, we see over here, even agree the person cannot take a kli, shloi tzarech. Even a case of a teleport that's not motzoi, you cannot take a kli. So we see a said over here, says the Rashba, that you cannot take a kli heter to mekabel shemen. Cannot take a kli heter to mekabel beitzel. When the case over of a teleport that's not motzoi. Goes on the Rashba further, maybe yeshul chalik. The whole reason why it comes along to be machmo and nafim beis nafim gimel is since it's a sugya of atzala, things being saved. A person is bolam amaynoi. Maybe if so, a person will come to take a plate and move it outside, which is rabim, which is a yochid, a sugya of atzala. Therefore, maybe the reason why we have chiz is come to be machmo with a case of atzala porter, and that's not motzoi, it's not a sugya of adam bol, a sugya of atzala. Ends of the Rashba of a machmo tov lebracha. The question is, what to extrapolate from the Rashba? The Ma'akim Mishnah brought down the Beis Yosef is saying the Loch is received from the Rashba, they're starting off with the concept of your inclinital shlomit tzarech. Has that be a good tzarech? A tzal of portosh in a motz is not nichle get of enough of a tzarech, it's not nichle get of a chamlet tzel. Shlomit tzarech klal of mice is osir. Now the Nezer, when he discusses the meaning of Yisrael Torah to be Mekel, he says the Rashba now sugya seems to be Mekel. And therefore, Lachor, you can answer that the Rashba Nafim Gimel, he has two tirotzim. He starts off with one mahalach of Shloi Tzara Klal, he ends off miyum mitzad the suga baholo, but machma tavla bracha. And Betzim Archa Shulchan points out, Lachor, the Rashba has two mahalachim, he's this topic over here. He's not sure if we have this chum over here of Shloi Tzara Klal. So says Archa Shulchan, why being a rife from the Rashba? So, Biki, this is Shiloh. Why in the world is the Beis Yosef being derived from the Rambam, which our Chashulchan says there is no Raya, and the Rashi that's Mistapik, but in the other Tel Aviv Shainim, not that way, that they're clearly Luchor being Machmer. Luchor just the answer Pshan of the Rashi, why it's a good Raya, is that when is it being Mistapik? It's only being Mistapik when you do have a Tzarech Amiti, you have a case of Atzalah, you have a case of a Tzarech Toiv. The first Tzarech says, still if it's poor, it's not enough. The second Tzarech is saying, no, the Maisel is enough, Mitzal Sukh of Baholo. But the Sayyid of Shlod Tzarech Klal, the first Tzarech and the second Tzarech, the Maisel agree. Shlod Tzarech Klal Avada is also. Just you take the case of Atzalah Porto, that's the Machloikis. Who the Sayyid from the Rashbo, why the Mach Mishnah, Beis Yosef saying, we have a head, a Chumah from the Rashbo, because they both agree in Shlod Tzarech Klal, the Maisel is also. Maisi really was showing them, Luchu, they point out that this halacha of Shlod Tzarech Klal is also, they're coming from three separate sugyas and two diukim. One sugya with place the Chudush Ran where he's coming from, Daf Kuvchav Dalet, he points out by the case of the Konim, the case of the Lechem upon him, the Gemara says that first maybe it's Koidim Gzeiro. The Gemara says no, maybe it's a case of Archa Gzeiro. Mishum Yafusha by Portolim Afash. Because of a little bit, it can get ruined, we're not really worrying about it. Says the Chiddush of Iran, it's a Raya Brua that a person wants to put the sticks here on Shabbos, but since it can get ruined only a little bit, we don't care about this amount over here. So therefore, what a person has to go do, he takes out the sticks in Erev Shabbos, he switches the Lechem upon him on Shabbos, and puts back the sticks on Motzei Shabbos. So what are you doing that for? I want to switch it on Shabbos. So we see a case of Shloi Litzarech Klal, the Maisa, the Loch is, it's going to be Osir. Now the Chiddush HaRan himself points out, really depends what the Gears, the Gemara is. If the Gears says Ravo, and he holds Mecham Letzel, the Maisa is Mutter, it's a Shein Arayel. But if the Gears says Rabbi in the Gemara, Rabbi holds Echnami, it's also Mecham Letzel. Also Mecham Letzel, Echnami can also be a problem. They point out that Tois Rosh, the Rash, but the Ritva, they have a Gears of Rabbi. But Chiddush HaRan says, no, the gear says Rava, and therefore it's a Raya Brua from the case of Konim. A second sugya coming from. Mentioned in last Chaburah. The sugya of the case of Maklis. But you may call when the Pesach comes out, Erev Pesach, you may call, a person takes sticks, they hang it from one person's shoulder to the other person's shoulder, they hang an animal from these sticks and do a case of Mapshit. Masha Inkain, when Pesach comes out on Moshe Shabbos, therefore, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lozzi's Shita is, a person should not take sticks put from one person's shoulder to the other shoulder. He should take his hands and go from one person's shoulder to another and hang the animal from his hands. But you have to realize over here, the case over here of Maklis, Ekonim, says Rashi, and the Mishabrua are Klisha Makla Heter. And still a person wants to go use it, and Pashas is easier to use the case of Maklis over the case of hands. Still, says Gemara, since Efsha al day of Lozer, therefore what should a person go do? Use his hands and not use the case of sticks. So we see Lechora Nochel Makor, we have an other option. Maisa do not move a Kli Shloi Litzarech Klal, would you go use the case of your hands? I got in the case of sticks al Lechora easier or more comfortable over here, but it sounds like you need a good Tzarech over here. The third Sugya we mentioned before is from the Rashba. The case of Tzolot Shenim Motzai, come along the place, and not come along to be Mekel. Should we see over here, Nochem Makor of Shloi Tzarech Klal, the Maisa is going to be also only Mecham Letzel is Mutter. The Goyin says, we have two Dikim in the Gemara, come from the Rishonim. One is the Magmisha brought down by the Goyin, is that when the Gemara says by Abaya and the Rabbo, they hold Shloi Tzarech the Loch is going to be Mutter, that's the definition of Mekoymai. And the Tzarech is a case of and the case of the Tzarech, the Tzarech Gufoy, the Kamlung Rav says, no, Shtem Nichol Gedev Tzarech, whether Tzarech Gufoy or Mekoyim is the Tzarech, what Shloi the Tzarech, says Rav, the Gemara could answer what Shloi Tzarech is, any case. The Gemara says, what Shloi Tzarech, the Gemara defines Mecham Letzel. Says the Magen Mishnah brought down by the Goyin, we see over here the fact that Gemara defines what Shloi Tzarech is, it must be Dach Mecham Letzel. A second way the Goyim brings down from the Diyuk of the Gemara, the fact that Gemara says etiru v'chazav etiru v'chazav etiru, and the Gemara says what's v'chazav etiru? The Gemara says aloch is mecham letzel, and the Gemara does not say chazav etiru etiru legamri. The fact that Gemara took dafkar Chosatiru Dafka Micham Latzel. Sounds like only that they came along to be Megal, and not more than that. So the fact is, come along with Shainim Luchor, we have three sugyas and two diukim in the Gemara. The halacha is like the Mechaber Bigzan up in the Rambam. The halacha is Shlo Litzar Klal is also by Klish Shemak for the Heter. Masha Enke Mecham Latzel, that's the only case that's Motor. And the question is, once we have these sources, what is the Gedo Shlo Litzar Klal? What defines that? So the Chiddush Gemahalach by the Aruch HaShulchan, that he wants to taught Taina that anything that a person chooses to go do, any kavono, that's nichon the gedo v'tzarech. No time maisets also shloit tzarech klal is misasik. When a person is fidgeting, spacing out, moving a kli for no reason, that's nichon the gedo of shloit tzarech klal. But if you choose to go do that, that's a tzarech. And this malach, the minchas Shabbos goes this way, any kavono, maisets ish nechelepeis brings down the loshna of the chaznish, that mila ritzernu shel odom is also nichon the gedo v'tzarech. Person has any rots and do something, it's nichon neged of tzarech. And tamal v'simcha bonim goes this way, the Shemir Shabbos before, and also passing this way. Anything nichon neged of rots and of a person is nichon yisayd of tzarech. The whole time the Chazal is asking in the case of a sasek. I think about it, you analyze it, it's a pelat tzumo. The makor is coming from, in the case of konim, they have a rotsin to put it there on Shabbos. That's not enough of a tzarech. Maklis is easier. That's not enough of a tzaruch. Atzela, they choose to go do atzela. That's not enough of a case of a tzaruch. Who are the makaris they're coming from are not that way. So how in the world could Aruch HaShulchan say the yisoid of any time you choose to go do something, any kavon that nichle get of tzaruch, only misasek? How could that be? So who just asked Aruch HaShulchan per se, not the other achrinim. The Aruch HaShulchan again, when he starts off with Halacha, and he says we have a Rambam, and we have a Rashba, he says Rambam, Betzim Losh Gemara. The Rashba is a Stapek. The Ran, he says also Masopek, which Yesh Lod how he read the Ran that way. So Maisa comes out the Makoris he's not happy with. However, Hakim come to argue with the Beis Yosef. So there's a Sefer Makor Baruch. He says his father, the Aruch HaShulchan, told him that he's a Masorah already, a Pim Chaim Veloshin, going back to the Goyin. Now, when a person, when he learns a sugyo, and it comes out a certain way, he should learn and paskin how he learned the sugyo. Shnam avatal das to what he holds the emes of bar. However, once we have the Shulchan Aruch, ready paskin something, Maisa, he has siyat ishmayo, and then the words of Shulchan Aruch is ke'ein the concept of Ruach HaKodesh, how can go against the Shulchan Aruch? Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan's mahalach seems to be, as the Makor Baruch points out, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to go this way, it says his concept, that as long as I can fit my words, my definition, into the words of the Beis Yosef, then I'm Beseder. That means, really, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm not looking from the Makaris. Makaris, I think I'm right. The Loch is Shloit Tzarek Klal, and Mais is Mutter. I, Rebbe Machaber, says, not the way. It says, Shloit Tzarek Klal is also. So as long as he can fit into the words of the Machaber and say, my Psak will go hand in hand with the Machaber, that means he'll define when a person is misasik, when a person is fidgeting, moving things for no reason, that's shloit tzarek klal, that's usur. So I'm defining the words of the Mechaber. The words of the Mechaber I covered. Once I covered the words of the Mechaber, now my psak is anything that's more than that, any tzarek, is nichlen gedder of Mechamel tzel. Therefore, on that I'll be mekel. That means the chui is not really coming from the sources, it's coming just to fit into the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Now this klal had a paskin, talks Yaakov, and he brings down the Makor Baruch. He says that we don't paskin upon maises, or slahamim, can't believe such things. Fine, but Ech Shiyad, Aruch HaShulchan himself, he says over this klal in your day, Simon Ayin Aleph, or Simon Pei Vav, or Simon Shin Yer Gimel, he says as long as I fit into the words of the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's not being mechamed sources, that makes me happy, seems to go how he paskins over here. But Maisa, it's a chiddush, and once Aruch HaShulchan says this, to come on the Shemesh Shabbos to paskin this way, or the Simcha Bonim paskin this way, is a chiddush. L'chui, look at the Makaris, is not that way. That means, you look at where we're coming from, L'chui, you need a tzerech amiti. You need a tzerech toiv. You need a real tzerech. That means, where they're coming from, the three Makaris, the Gemara, the case of Maklois, the case of Konim, the case of Atzolo, you need a kavona is not enough. You need a tzerech amiti. Where they coming from, do you come in the Gemara? Where the case is coming from, the fact that you need Michamazel Dafka Nashat Srochim. Also, it sounds like the fact that you choose to go do something, it's not enough. Yitzarech amiti. V'oid. The Chayyim says, why the world, the Chazal aser shlo yitzarech klal? He says, because we do not want people to do matshriach for no reason. We don't want people to move bookcases from one place to another. That means even when you're choosing to do something, still Chazal did not want you to go do it. It's a terech over here. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the side of the Isser. The Mi'i when discussing when you want to move a beged from outside in the sun back inside, he says not going to get ruined that much, therefore leave it outside. So you see, even in choosing to do something, says the Mi'i, it's nichle gedav shloi tzarek klal, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Goyse Mach, when he brings down a Rishon on the Rambam, when he discusses why the Gemara says by Rav Nechemya, the loch over here is, how can you clean up the table? Inkli nitl el tzarek tashmishoi. He says, Lachur, why is King Rav Nechemya the answer of Graf Shavi? Lachur, let's ask upon us, how in the world could a person move his plates and his cups and silver inside? How can he lift the table? Maisa, why moving it for? So we see over here, even when you're choosing to do something, still, says Goy Tzumach, is Nichol Negeder of Shlo Yitzarech Klal. The Mekor Chaim, the Chavasiyor, and Simon Rishayin Tess, says a question, how in the world can a person show Kesef Chadosho, Menorah Kesef Chadosho, a fancy lecture to a person? Well, basically, how in the world can a person take out pictures, an album, and show them to people? That's Nichol Negeder of a Tzarech Amiti, to show pictures, the idea of taking pictures about Tashkos al Zaman, about Tashkos al Kesef. As you do from the Atav and Kelm, that's Nichol Negeder of a Tzarech Amiti. What Maklis, yeah, and this, no. A Maklis to be Machmer, and over here a person can show pictures. So we see from the Losh Rishonim and the Achronim, that's the idea of a choosing to do something that's not enough to make it in the category of a Mechamlin Tzel. If so, we're back to the question, what defines Tzarech Amiti, a Tzarech Toiv, that's Nichol in the category of Mechamlin Tzel? So you could say, Shlomo Zalman brought down the Shulchan Shlomo, he's very clear. Any yedera gedo shel shlo tzarech klal. I'm not clear how to find the gedo shel tzarech klal. So you could stop here, but try to define how to make it practical aloch l'maiso. First, to move things where a person is nervous, he's OCD, he has a need to move things. Is that nichol in the category of mechamlin tzel? He has a need physically to go move things. Not physically, emotionally, he has a need to go move things. So in Shulchan Shlomo, when he asks, brought down from Shlomo Zalman, he says, Tzarechin, Rav Neventzal, in his Mishnah Berurah, B'Yitzchak Yikaro, said, the Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman held his mutter. The person has atzvoinus, he has a need to go move it, that's nichol negeder v'tzarech. And therefore, the Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzino, he says, B'lishem pikpuk avadi, if a person nervous, OCD, avadi can. Rabbi Yom Zilba, the Chodashoni, Peskei Tshuva, brings it down this way. Again, I do see the Iskoshin to Yabi Omer, and of course, Binyam and Zilber and Be'er Moshe wants to argue with them. I'm not clear why he's arguing, unless he understands the situation is a little bit different over here. L'chor, the fact that a person is moving it, because they're OCD or nervous, and Nichol Negeder V'Tzarech Toiv. That's one case. A second case, can you move Kelim Shomalach to Leheter to clean up the house? Pashtus. Many mentioned last Chabur, even my case of a Klish Shomalach to Le'issi start clearing is cleaning up the house. Certainly a case of a klish shemach letter to make a house neat and clean. Therefore, the Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yom Zilba, say, "Avadi, clean up the house." Hagam, the Shamanisan, in his original print in Chelek Aleph, he went through the sugyas. He wrote down the makaris, the case of maklis, the case of konim ukadaimo. He says, "You need atzerach amiti, atzerach toiv. Why in the world is cleaning up your house nichol negeder atzerach a good tzerach?" Stop, leave your house a little bit dirty. Why isn't Nichol Negeder of a good tzarech? Meis Nechel Gimel, he says he was chayzer, that's not his steam, it's a poiskim, it's but ladaitoi, and cleaning up a house, meis Nichol Negeder of a tzarech. That's a good tzarech over here. But let's say a person cleans up his house, because the meis, he has time upon his hand. Is that Nichol Negeder of a tzarech, or doing it stamazoi? People clean up the house stamazoi. One time my son had a disagreement with my daughter, they got into a fight. So my son locked up my daughter in her room. I come out, try to find the key, have to open the door, and I open the door to my daughter's room, and half the room, my sister, she cleaned up already. I asked her, why cleaning for? She says, yeah, I'm bored, nothing to go do, so I cleaned up my room. So, put the sugya of burr to the side, which is a good question. The idea of folding things to the side, which is a good question. The chora, cleaning up the room, because you have nothing else to go do, is chul nichle gedav shloy tzarech klal. Yev bayam tzad asugil mukso. One time in the afternoon, I came home on Shabbos. I saw her, my kitchen was clean. I asked the chesed girl, "Why should you do that for?" She said she was bored. Bored. That means boys, when they're bored, they sit around, they do nothing. And girls, newest girls, when they're bored, they clean. Baruch Hashem, they have an inborn tendency that they're bored, they clean. So the question is that nichol negedav tzarech or not? Says the Ben Ishchai, the fact that you're cleaning for no reason, the example is, let's say a shliach brings you a cup and says you get brought through one cup, put it back, stam for no reason, that's nichol negedav of shlo tzarech klal. Stam doing things is nichol negedav shlo tzarech. V'yem Avram says, Rav Adda says, Yisrim Chaim Knievsky, stam to clean up your house, so the mice it's also. Another example you can discuss, let's say a person stam his hands are playing with things. Sometimes when you talk to a person, you pick up a thing and start playing with it. People I see over here in Chabura, they're playing with their pen back and forth. Derech limud. Is that nichol negedav tzarech or shlo tzarech? So the maaseh, pashus is, stam you playing with things, not nichol negedav tzarech. Therefore there's a Ben Ishchai that way, the Chodashoni, or Yitzchak, Yalki Yosef, and others. Agam, I see they bring down that the issue question of the Chasnish. He says, if a person, derech agav, when he's learning, he plays with something, nichol negedav tzarech. The same thing to Chaim Knievsky. He says when a person is stamping mshamish on the table playing with things, nichol negedav tzarech, which to me is a little bit of a hard understanding. Chorim Chaim says to clean up your house stam, that's not nichol negedav tzarech. But stam to play with things on the table, nichol negedav tzarech. I always said punkvakert. The negedav tzarech is not to clean up your house, not to play with things. That's the get to how trying to find the definition of tzarech. Again, the makoris seem to be much more starker how the place can bring it down. The makoris sound like you have to have a tzarech amiti, a tzarech toiv, a case of makla, a case of konim. And the way the place can seem to bring it down is that the get of tzarech means even more of a shvach tzarech, which is the aura of the makoris, also nichle get of tzarech. Kamal Lataz, and he says we're saying we have a case of a tzarech over here. He discusses, let's say you do not have a tzarech right now. The tzarech will be for later on Shabbos. Says the Taz, for example, the case of a sakin. I don't need it right now, but I might need it 5 hours later on Shabbos. He says, since it's a klish malach leheter, you need it for later on Shabbos, nichol negedav of tzarech right now. Kamal lechoinim, and the Madai from the Taz, says the Machzor HaShekel, says the Nezi Yisrael and the Ben Ishchai. The whole definition of the Taz, he says, can need it later on Shabbos. But let's say I only need it for after Shabbos. That's not nichol negedav tzarech of Shabbos. It's nichol negedav shlo tzarech klal, and therefore it's also. So if a yisayid over here, building upon the Taz, wrote down by the Mishnah Berurah, the loch is as something that person needs for after Shabbos, and he does need it, and it's tzarech toiv tzarech amiti. That's not enough. Has to be a case of a tzarech on Shabbos, tzarech of Shabbos. And therefore, Beker, they point out, the Loch HaKtanis and the Chelet Beis, a few hundred years ago, discussing when Tisha B'Av comes out on Moshe Shabbos, they asked the Loch HaKtanis, can a person on Shabbos move the benches away and put the machtzelos, put the mats down for Moshe Tisha B'Av? Besides Mitzvah HaSugya V'Achana, he said, L'chur, you're moving a klish shumlach leheter. That's not enough of a tzarech. Has to be daf for case of tzarech on Shabbos. This is for Moshe Shabbos. You're even the Isser of Mukso. Pirmagun also seems to go this way in Simon Shunyan Aleph. A numerous place can bring down the concept that person to do something for after Shabbos is either the Issa or Muks also. If so, you can ask a question. How in the world does a person take a key with him and leave his house on Shabbos and then use the key to come back on to his house on Mocha Shabbos? L'chui is taking the key for Mocha Shabbos. L'chui is moving Muksu for no reason. L'chui, the teretz is simple. If a person would not leave his house right now, unless he takes his key, otherwise he'll be locked out much of Shabbos. Why is he taking the key for? He's taking the key, it's out right now, in order to leave his house. That means, it really depends on the situation. A person who leaves his house, and he has to put the key inside the door to lock the door, all cases will be mutter. But most people have right now in the house, it's an automatic lock over here. And you're taking the key, it depends what happens much of Shabbos. If much of Shabbos have people around, who are to take a key because you naturally take the key with you, you're even the Issa Mukso. If you take the key with you because a person knows about Shabbos, no one's around to open the door for him, if you will not leave the house right now, therefore, Nechon Negedah of Tzarech Shabbos to leave his house right now.
But otherwise, the chur, if a person knows what Shabbos, there'll be people in his house. It does not need to take a key with him. He's doing it because that's time what he calmly, naturally does. Even the isa muksa. Agam the key is a klishel mak leheter. Building upon this, the chur of a kashu, and the sugi at the end of last month, the sugi of achono, Shlom Zalman had a heter of something with gilim lasois. A commonplace activity, a person allowed to go do on Shabbos. Agam is only inside the sugi of achono. He's doing it really for the next time. Whether it's to bring a talis home, whether to fold clothing, put things away, a commonplace activity in the Maisa's motor. So Luchura, why is that so? Mitzat mitzat sugi v'chona maybe can answer. What happened mitzat the sugi v'mukso? A klishel mak leheter, a person cannot move for no reason. Maisa isis to Rav Reuven, he said Luchura, enich nami avaya mitzat the sugi v'mukso. We wrote this question to Rav Neventzal and said, according to Shlomo Zalman, a commonplace activity Luchura is mutat zachona. What happened mitzat the sugi v'mukso? And he wrote back, eni yedaya. And therefore, I see in the Mishnah Berurah B'Yitzchak Yikaro or Rav Neventzal, he said, "Echanami to do things mitzvah mocha Shabbos, you even the isim mitzvah the sugi of muksa." The chur comes out to fold the talis if it's nichel in the category of kli shulmak leheter, which again, on Bezushem, we'll get to later on in the Chaburah. If you hold that so, the chur yeh benocha bayah mitzvah the sugi of muksa. It's not nichel in the get of tzarech for Shabbos. So it comes out in the get to what we define right now. Number one, we came out the get of a tzarech has to be a tzarech toiv, a tzarech amiti. And number two, has to be a case of also a situation of tzarech Shabbos. Coming to Rishonim, and they're saying now, this halacha is saying to be machmor klishim malach teleheter is only a case of mechama tzel, not shalot tzarech klal. We're discussing a case of kelim. But let's say we have a case of kisra kodesh, we have a case of eichlin, then what's halacha in that case? Kamlung Rashi, Liran, and the man says, those won't be machmer, a machmer olav lohavi raya. Pashto the Makor Liran is, because the whole issue is by kola kelim, all the kelim we asked originally, the tiru v'chazir, tiru v'chazir v'tiru, but things that were never nichol originally in that gzera, like case of kisra kodesh and eichlin, there's no makor to aser. And therefore the Mechaber brings down the salocha, like Liran, again, those who won't disagree, the Mechaber, the place can be ikigo, that this iser shloy the tzarek klal is only by kli heter, mash enke in the case of oichlin and the case of kisra kodesh. So first, in getting to the sugi of oichlin, l'chor, what defines oichlin? The kamlung the mishabuah sivkot lamadalad, he quotes magavram api the magav mishnah. Let's say something is not right to be eaten on Shabbos, the case of tevel, son of the sugi of meiser, the loch over there is, says the mishabuah, that meiser is mukso. You won't have the heter of oichlin because the person cannot eat it. We won't have the heter of oichlin. Void, a second thing. Let's say a case of, it's not right to be eaten now, but only be right to be eaten after you cook it, after you bake it. That means, let's say you have a raw piece of meat on yontif. You have to mevashul on yontif to go eat it. So right now it's not right to be eaten, but it can be right to be eaten. Kamal the Prim Godom, he says, the maisa right now does not have a get of oichlin. Might have a get of klishim after the heter, but not nechel a get of oichlin. How far to take the yisoid? Let's say you have frozen food. That has to be defrosted. Is the nichlan geder of oichlinat also is the stabik? Now that's the geder of sugi of oichlin. I will get to later on. We'll see the loch in the geder to oichlin. The geder to meichel behema is not nichlan the heter of oichlin, and only the klolam and klishim lach the heter. That we'll see sivchav tes. But what about in the geder sugi kisrei kodesh? What defines it? That means again we have this mechaba al pidiran that says not like the machmirim. The loch is shlolitz or klal is mutter by kisrei kodesh. The first question that Chonim discuss is dafka kisrei kodesh svarim, is anything you're allowed to read on Shabbos? So come on the Mishabura, api the Magavram, Taisu Shabbos, Segraz, it's allowed dafka kisrei kodesh, anything you're allowed to read. The obvious question is, if that's so, why does the Mechaber say kisrei kodesh? Why does the Makar, the Iran, say the case of kisrei kodesh? The Chonim point out, the Lishitosai, the loch and simen shin zayin sif yud zayin, over there is, says the Mechaber, a person that has no right to read anything on Shabbos except for Divrei Torah. Says the Mechaber in the first Shita, Afilu Sifrei Chochmois Osir. Even math and science is also to read on Shabbos. V'yesh Mishamater. Astam V'yesh Oimim. The Loch Kistam in the Mechaber. A person cannot read on Shabbos except Divrei Torah and all of Sifrei Chochmois, math and science, L'maisa Osir. L'chur, the reason why the Mechaber says over here Kisrei Kodesh, because according to him, L'shitasa, the only thing he can read is Kisrei Kodesh. The Ran also, Lishitosai, he passes the same Yitzayid over there. The Loch is only by Kisvei Kodesh you can read on Shabbos. The Ran is called Kisvei Dafim Gimel. Mash Enkein, Shadvam person cannot read on Shabbos, even though it's Chokhmah. The Mice over there, coming the Bnei Ashkenaz, and by Ikedei Paskin, that the true year Shemam should be Machmer, but says the Mishabro, La Lochel Mice, we Paskin, a person can read everything. Can read anything, as long as it's Chokhmah or Torah. If that's so, Mishabu Lachu is Lashitosai. Once you pass, a person can't read Chachma, math, and science. Therefore, just like Kitzvah Kodesh, there is no Gzera. Who didn't any books, the Maisa, there is no Gzera. Now, the Chodim do bring down the Shail over here. The Gerd to reading a Megillah on Shabbos is Nichon the Gerd of Moksa. Bir Adover, then a couple of years from now, something called Purim Mishulosh, in 3 years. Purim Mishulosh is when Purim comes out on Shabbos. The Lach is we're going to have in Yerushalayim 3 days Purim. Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. The Mikra Megillah Agam, Purim comes out on Shabbos. The Kriyas Megillah will be on Friday. What's the reason? So we have Gzera Shema Yavrenu Dal Amos B'Shus Rabim. Therefore, we do not let a person do Kriya on Shabbos, only on Friday. On that Shabbos of Purim Mishulosh, that we have Gzera Shema Yavrenu Dal Amos, the question is the Megillah L'maisa Muktzeh or not? Is it Muktzeh or not? That's the Machlokes over here. That means the Mishabur, and it brings out the Pichodesh, and those who want to be Machmer, the Chayodim, the Shai Tshuva, the Kitz, and others, they're discussing a situation when poor Mishulish, Maisa, since you cannot move it, Dal Amis, we have a special Gzeira, Divo, it's Moksan Shabbos. Now, Pashas first, Kamal Numas Achoyim point out, it's only the Geita, a Megillah that's kosher. For them, you might come to move it and might do the Kriya. A Megillah that's not kosher, who is not Nichol the Gzeira. Boy, the Mishmur Maisa comes out, the Kamar Chonim Cholkim all over Matirim. Because the Mishmur goes like the Eli Rabbo, the Prim Godim, Machsa Shekel, and others. Not that way, that we do not pass like this halacha, that even a kosher Megillah on Purim Mishulosh, the Maisa is not Muksa. Now that's the case of Megillah. The case of Mezuzah is that Nichol Geder Kitzvei Kodesh, that means this past Shabbos, I see next to a bookcase, there was a Mezuzah that was on the bookcase for the past couple of weeks. And it fell on the floor. Are you allowed to pick it up? Is it muksa or not muksa? So the chura, the geta mezuzah per se, Roy Paiskim say, avad is not muksa. One reason is you can read it. It's like nichol geta kitzvei kodesh. Even on the tzad, let's say you want to say it's nichol geta muksa. We get to the brick of the Paiskim say, something is mutal bibazayin, is on the floor, it's mutal pick up, and it's sugyo tzar kufa yimakaymai. Now, Negeir to Muksa, the Be'ikir, there are two cases. One is a case of a new mezuzah that was never around, never connected to the wall. A case that or fell out, and now it's been around for a couple of weeks, just sitting around. That case, we're discussing over here, it's not Muksa. A case that fell out from the door on Shabbos, that's an interesting question, is Nichol Sugyo Dalsa Zabayis. There's a chiddush by the Mincha Shabbos, you want to tie the Nichol Geder of Dalsa Zabayis, that falls on Shabbos, is Muksa. Chaim Knievsky gets involved with how the Sugya Mingidus Katsoi. Or the one time to know, Mais is not bought to the bias. It's not Nichol Geder Mingidus Katsoi. That's a separate shayla, Machlokes in the Sugya Dalsa bias. But Stam a new mezuzah, or a mezuzah that's been sitting around for a couple of weeks, Avad al Chush not be Nichol the Sugya of Muksa. Negate the Sugya of Tefillin. A person cannot read on Shabbos, it's closed. What's Alokho? So the Beis of the beginning of the Simen, the Mo over here in Sivdala brings it down. They both bring down Api the Chumas Adeshin, Rui Brunya, two other Rishonim. That's Nichol in the category of Klisha Malakra Leheter. That means move a Shlod Tzarek Klal Lamaisis Osir. But any Tzarek, Tzarek Hamiti, Tzarek Lagufa, Tzarek Makomi, Michal and Tzel, Lamaisis can move it. Vek the Taz, Vek the Magavrom, Lamaisis Osir to wear it on Shabbos. Like it says in the Zohar, how in the world could a person wear it on Shabbos? You're not allowed to. And therefore, once you're not allowed to, of course, be Nichol in the category of Klisha Malakra Leheter. So, Kamal Mishol Mezalman, just to answer and defend the Mechaber Dermo, he wants to tie in a Be'etem Midinoi, you'll not wear it if you're not doing it B'kavono L'Shei Mitzvah. So, a person, he has Machshava Mitzvah Mitzvah, then it's also. But some to wear per se without Kavono L'Shei Mitzvah, the Maisa's Mutter. So, since a person can technically wear it, it's in the category of Klisha Mach Leheter. The Maisa, Rav Achonim say, Circle Seif. It's not possible to wear on Shabbos. And therefore, those who pass can forget, like the Taz, like the Magavram, Taisa Shabbos, the Eli Rabbo, the Chidor, the Shulchan Shloimo, the Graz, Banish Chayin, others, they were tied in the category of Klisha Malakta the Isser. The Mice, the Mishabur, the Ram, he passkins, the Chaim afterwards usually follow the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mikadin klishim lachter le'iser, have a mokmat chak, yesh lochel k'dei rishonah klishim lachter le'heter. Building upon this, therefore, let's say a person's tefillin is on the floor. Can you go pick it up? So number one, if you're like the Mechab Damoz, klishim lachter le'heter, the ma'aseh pick it up. Simple. Number two, if you go like the Mishnah Berurah, that klishim lachter le'iser, but mokmat chak, you can't be mekel, the sindichel get a mokmat chak. Says the Orech Shabbos, avad go pick it up. Number three, even in the category klishim lachter le'iser, says Shlomo Zalman, the fact that it's on the floor, it's a bezayin, and to pick it up is in the category of mitzvah, and therefore it's ke'in idea of sarkufa and sarach makamai, therefore it's also allowed to go pick it up. And this is a story that's brought down, that B'chan Kinevsky Issach Haznish, there was tefillin on the floor, what to go do. And the Haznish told Chaim, who was younger, to go sit on the floor where the tefillin is. Then, since you're sitting in the Mokoyim, therefore pick up the tefillin. Tzarech Mokoyim, are you allowed to pick up the tefillin? Now, a lot of people bring down this Maisa and the question of what to extrapolate from this Maisa. The fact over here that Reb Chaim was not going to pick up the tefillin unless he's sitting over there sounds like there won't be Heter. Maybe the fact that tefillin on the floor, to fall on the floor is a Bezayin. Once on the floor, it's less of a Bezayin. What are they going to involve with? We see the Halacha discussed in the last Chaburah. Then once we have a chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah by Tzarech Gufa, you have a choice of using a hammer or a nutcracker. A person has to use the heter over the iser. Do we see the same thing by Tzarech Mekoyimli? The chur from the story sounds like Chaim can sit anywhere. He chose to sit over here. Why sit somewhere else? Sounds like the fact he wants to sit over here and Chaim could sat somewhere else by Tzarech Mekoyimli. The loch will not be that way. The person has a right to pick one mokim over another mokim. Maybe not the way. Maybe the Chaim was making tzirufim, the case of Zion, what I want to say specifically over here. The different ways how the Chaim want to extrapolate from the story over here, what to bring down Loch L'maiso. L'maiso comes out, L'maiso tefillin on the floor, a person of Vade can't pick them up. The Chaim do ask, and I assume the Moin Am would assume right away, if you ask a person what is tefillin, the assumption is, tefillin is nichlis to gil chasar and kiss. L'maiso is very expensive. You spend $1,000, $2,000 upon it. But people are very makbid upon it. Why is that not nichlis to get a chasar and kiss? And there's a sefer that came out recently, Oris in the sefer Alichas Moisho, come on Peskei Tshuvas, and he says, Aloch l'maisa v'ikri paskin chasar and kiss. But Berkowitz, he asks him, l'maisa nichlis to get a chasar and kiss. L'maisa, that's certainly, command all the paiskim do not seem to go this way. They ask a question of chasar and kiss, but command no one says nichlis to get a chasar and kiss. Already this question was asked a few hundred years ago by the Tosfos Shabbos. In the Maaseh, the way he asks is very important. He says, once we sang tefillin, Akli Shum Lach L'Isser, if so, now let them be Chasar and Kiss. Why is he asking this way? When he pointed out, in the case of Chasar and Kiss, is it Kli Isser only, or even the case of Kli Heter? The Tosfos Shabbos says, Chasar and Kiss is not the case of Kli Isser. Therefore, the Shitasa over here says, once I say tefillin kli iser, if so, let it be nichlin get of chasar and kiss. Maisi answers a massive chiddush over here. He wants a taino, just like by svarim, is better than the case of a kli heter by one dargo. Kli heter the loch is osir shlotar klal, yet from Maisi's mutter. He also tefillin a better in one dargo by the case of chasar and kiss. Chasar and kiss is osir tzar kufa mekoymai. He is mutl tzar kufa mekoymai. A massive chiddush that you go. The Svarim because the Kodesh have a better dargo than the thing that's above them. The Chonim want to give other to them. Those who want to tie this Nachsar and Kiss, Varaya, Mitzad the Sugi of Shmiro, people would wear them. So I would stop taking them out, Mitzad the Sugi of Shmiro. Mitzad the Sugi of, let's say, a person learning tefillin, he has about a mitzvah boy and he wants to show him the tefillin. People will take out the tefillin to show people. This is how the tefillin are. And it could be, if you analyze it, are people really that makbid on tefillin? That means they'll let other people who they know to put on the tefillin. And then that makbid upon it, you can start analyzing. People are makbid because maybe it's Kodesh over here. But is there a kodesh? The fact that you wear mitzvah the sugi of shmiro, or they'll take out to go show other people, I don't think people are that makbid upon it. There is another shiloh, which Be'ez Hashem will get to next chaburah. Why is it not in the category of klish shemlach le'iser? There's no stamptures of heter. Vektim ner, tayu le'til dovin le'amnezer. Why is it not in the category of no stamptures of heter with the called klish shemlach le'iser category 2? Maisa comes out the well, but ikri passing the gate to sugya tefillin. It is a case of kli shum lachter the iser. However, mokum et chak says the Mishnah Berurah will give it a category of kli shum lachter the heter. Now, until now, we made two categories over here. We had a case of kli heter, halacha kli heter is mutter, a case of mechamat tzel, is osir legamri. We had a second category of oichlan kisvei kodesh. The halacha over here, it's not mukta at all, and even shloi tzar klal, a person can move it. L'chura, there's a middle category over here that Acharim speak out. A case of kelim shal gabay shulchan. Utensils on top of the table. You have a cup, you have a bowl, you have a plate, you have a knife, all these different things on the table. The question is, can a person move it for no reason? Is it nichl in the category of oichlan kisvei kodesh? Or is it a category of kli shemlach leheter? Under what category do you put it? So Mishmur brings down the machloikis. Who's the machmirim? So Shai Tzion says, first the Rambam in Perichofei. Look up the Rambam. When he discusses the case of kli shemlach leheter, that person cannot move b'lid tzar klal, his example is a kais. The example is a karo, a cup and a bowl over here. That's his example, a case of a knife. Also look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. He writes a case of a chair, a case of a knife. Look at the Ramban and the Rashba, the Sugya and Dafim Gimel, when discussing the Sugya of Atzala Porto, they write one of the examples discussing, as can a person take a ka'ara, a bowl, and cover an air? A bowl. A bowl is kelim agabai shulchan. Yet in this case, discussing what that is, the marmokum ta'aser is the case of a bowl. L'chor, you read the Ran slowly, the Ran Dafim Ches, it comes along and says, Tamu kem b'lid tzar klal avad is also. However, only kisve koishin oichlin Lamaisa's mutter, smuduyik, kisve kodesh and oichlin. He does not say more than that, shar kalim. He does not say gimel kalim, does not say more than that. The Mi, when he says klish shumlach lehetel shloi tzer klal is osar, his example is a case of a koro, a case of a sakin. Look at Beinu Parachio, look at the Piskeriaz, look at the Kolboy, a goy samach, the Rav Mishnayis. The example that constantly bring down Rav Yushainim is a case of koros for koses, bowls and plates over here. So Rav Yushainim L'chura is saying the loch is, B'lid tzar klal is also even by kelim shal gabay shulchan. Mikke, we read the Mechaber, Chori says that. The Mechaber says the only thing that's mutter shloi tzar klal is oichlan mashkin. They point out the Chori, it's a pella of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, when he says the halacha that the person can move anything, shloi tzar klal, av shloi tzar klal, maiz is osir. He says the halacha is, I'm sorry, that oichl mashkin shloi tzar klal meins is mutter. V'uadin kaisis g'oris shloi chiyos v'sakin. His example, he's saying on the mechaber is being mekel. They point out, you read the mechaber says achreinim, mechaber is being machmer. He never brings down the shulta geborim. Shulta geborim is not in the kesef mishnah, not in the beis yosef, not in the mechaber. The mechaber is being machmer here. The same thing with Ramah. He goes like the mechaber, does not bring yosef. Levush, the mashah, when he discusses the sugya of Rav Nechemiah, how in the world can you move the plates over here? He says, why is Rav Nechemiah for? I have to answer Graf Shuri. That's it's the same question according to us. How do we move our plates? Now we're discussing case of plates over here. Case of plates. Yet he is asking, let's ask a question upon us. But obviously he's calling it Kli Shemlach Leheter. The times we're discussing the case, how can you move your sakinim, your knives? On Shabbos, you need them a couple hours later. In fact, I'm safe here discussing knives. Knives are Kelim Agabai Shulchan. Shloi Tzar Klal should be able to move it. Mice, you've seen the Taz, did not go this way. The fact that Mogavram, the Prima Godim, the Mice did not disagree with the Mechab the Ramo. Tefer Shisrol, the example of Kli Shumach Leheter, is a case of Oris and Klesis. Menorah Tahira, the Shulchan Shloimo, the Chai Odom and the Graz, their examples are cases of knives, cups, and plates. Kishchon Aruch and others. Look among Be'ika, our Paiskim, until came along the Mishnah Berurah. That means look at the Tefer Shisrol, you look at the Chai Odom, look at the Graz. The cases are cups, bowls, and the plates over here, and they come along to Asa, calling it under the category of Kli Shemlach Leheter, Shloi Tzar Klal, Maisa Zalser. Therefore, the stimus of the Shulchan Aruch, the passion of the Paiskim, is you're sitting on the table, and you want to fidget, and you move your silverware or your cup, you're back to the Shloi Kodesh. The Reim, the Yoidim, do not seem to know this halacha. The person cannot move things, B'lid Tzar Klal. Mamsha Tois by Moinam. Maiso, the Mishmur has been sad enough this way. He brings down Lamaiso, who did a person can be makel? Since the Sharatin is a Shilta Geborim Vishar Chorinim. Yesh Lodin, who the Shar Chorinim is. True, it's a Toys of Shabbos, a Beheritim on the page, the Chsam Sofer. The Grain's been doing it this way. So the Maiso, once we have the Mishmur who has his Achorinim, or Lamaiso a makel, therefore, afterwards, the Achorinim seem to go like the Mishabruah, the Kelim Gabay Shulchim is Machlaikis, but Be'ikil Lahokal is Nichol in the category of Oichlan Kisvei Kodesh. Shlomo Zalman, Michal Shlomo, And he brings it down. He says, "Roy Paiskim L'maisa Amekel." Not sure who the Roy Paiskim are. L'maisa Roy V'Amekel. Who are just defend the Mekilim. Let's analyze it. The whole idea to be Mach Meklisha Malach Leheter V'Chlal. Those disagree. Rashi says, "Shori Legamri." It's Mutter. Avnezer Eli says, "Minigisol Toyhu." Number one. Number two, even on the side to be machmer, the Aruch HaShulchan says only in the case of misasik. But you choose to go do something, it's not nichol nischumr over here. Well, number three, we have a shulchan gevor, and mishmur brings down, my said, a person can't be mekel, kill him, gabay shulchan. So my said, we have the machmirim, and the makilim, of kill him, gabay shulchan. You could ask, what's it sad to be machmer over here? The Chura, just like by Eichlin and Kisvei Kodesh, before the Gzeirah, there were mutter, vadi, a lot of eat, a lot of use Kisvei Kodesh. And therefore, the only thing that Bizman and Chemi are coming to be Machmer are Stam regular Kelim. Avad al Chor Kelim Gabay Shulchan, before Bizman and Chemi, what they asked it, a person cannot use a fork and knife or plates on this table. Avad Bizman and Chemi al Chor Kelim Gabay Shulchan is Mutter. So, what Lamai said, Sat to be Machmer over here, the Svar al Chor to be Makel is very simple. Bizman and Chemi also their Makel. Avad they use utensils. Avad they did not eat with their hands. Avad their plates over here. So just to answer the machmirim, the two ways of saying it over, either one mahalach blows my heart to the back of the Gemara and the Chodeshani Bnei Tzi, and they go this way. The Matan Echanami, Bizman, Rav Nechemio, they were not glazed upon your plates, your bowls, your utensils upon the table. Avada was not muksa. But once, Hetiru, V'chazir, Hetiru, V'chazir, Hetiru, and we left over, Shlodzer, Klal, and Maitzes, Osir, therefore now we equate all things not to mechab between the case of Kalim. We made everything even. Should be in the beginning, Bizman Nechemio, Maisa, Kalim, Shloitzar Klal, Agaba Shulchu, and Mutter. But now, one Shloitzar Klal is also a Klishim Lachlatter, we do not want Machalik, and even Aser, cases of bowls, cups, and plates, Ukudaimo, not the Machalik. It's one Malach. A second Malach, I point out, the Chorashi sounds this way, and the Mashazah says this way. The Rashi says, Etiru Oid. What's Etiru Oid? Sounds like there was a Heter, there was an Issa before, they were mattering more. They point out for the Masha, he says, before the Gzerah, why are you asking Rav Nechemia how to use Kalim? How to clean up the table on Shabbos, your plates and cups? I let's ask a question according to Ravo, that before the Gzerah, before the Etiru V'chaz V'etiru, how do we clean up the table? So we see over here, the Masha's understanding that before they do anything, they ask these plates and cups over here. Why was it also for? Masha, what? They did not use forks and knives. They did not use plates over here. So the three ways to say Echlami, there was an Issa before on these plates and cups. Either the way how the Tila Dovid says over, that beforehand, Shloi Tzar Klal Mais is Osir, and that they kept. Or the way the Grazi says over, that way beforehand, the Mais was Osir, only the Tashram, Yuchad, like on the Chemia, that was Mutter. Or the Adovid says the Mais beforehand was Osir, but only Tzarech Mekamer was Osir. That means, first, to answer this question, according to Machmirim, what happened with Bizman and Chemia, either say Bizman and Chemia and Echlami was all mutter, afterwards Loichilku, or say Bizman and Chemia and Echlami was Osir. What level is Isser? A different type of Isser. Either Shloitzar Klal was Osir, Tzarech Mekamer was Osir, or Tashrim Yuchad was Osir. And therefore, that Isser stayed even right now. Even right now. When you analyze it, also these questions, this can also answer Rav Nechemia. Comes out right now, L'chor, we have three dargas neger to the halacha, neger to asugyo. We have number one, a kli shumlach leheter. Even agrees, shloitzar klal lemaises osir. We have a second category, fakert, oichlin ukis vekodesh. Even agrees, is motor, shloitzar klal. We have a third category, kelim magabai shulchon, that's a machloikis. Is nichol in the heter of oichlin mashkin, or kli shumlach leheter, mishabu lemaises mitzad to be mekel. Building upon this, once we have three categories, the numerous cases you have to analyze and see which category do you put it under. Where is clothing? Where are glasses? Where is a watch? Where is furniture? Under which one of the three categories is it put under? You also have to realize, when you discuss this question, for example, clothing, tachshitim, under what category, you could really discuss it, side those who are machma kel magabai shulchan, side those who are mekel a case of kel magabai shulchan. So let's take each one. First, begodim tachshitim, case of clothing. Those who are machmer, are kelim agabai shulchan. What do you hold by the case of clothing? So the Mefarshim Iri that says when you have begodim in the chama, let's say it's not ka'un, to move it, a person cannot move belief sarah klal. The Chayotim also is very clear, Shulchan Mitu Begodim, to move Shloitzar Klal Maises Osir. That Mizdeh understanding simply, just like all Kli Heter, and Kelim Gavai Shulchan, it cannot move Blitzar Klal, who in the case of Begodim? Atzad Hasheni, M'chaim No, and then B'yashiv, they want to tell that even those who are Machma, Kelim Gavai Shulchan, but not the case in the Geta Begodim. That means a simple understanding between the case of Oichel Mashkin versus the case of Kelim is that once a Kli, Chazal asks all cases of Kelim, Masha Inkl Oichel Kisvei Kodesh is not Nichol Neged of Kelim. Therefore, Begodim should be Nichol in the category of Kelim. Come on, Rabbi Yashiv says, no, that's not the aside. Chazal asked things that are Be'etzim not not to the Gof. Oichelim is a not to the Gof. To body. Kelim is Be'etzim and Amtsoi to be Mashamish with. It's Amtsoi. But it's not the thing itself. Therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, Begodim is a not to the Gof. Therefore, Begodim have a category like Oichelim and Kisvei Kodesh. It's a not to the Gof. Even those who are machma kelim and gabay shulchan, we make up a case of begodim. That's how it's brought down by Rav Ozner and Shmir Shabbos. Even those who are machmer, but not by the case of begodim. Those who go like the Mishnah Berurah, we say a case over here, a person has a right to move kelim gabay shulchan blitzar klal. Avad the case of begodim should be certainly be the same thing in the category of oichlan. That's how the Chodshani, Megillah Sefer, Magzalio, and others go this way. That means how to understand begodim really depends upon. Could be, depends upon who shito. A second case you can't analyze, the case of glasses. Under what category do you put it? Where the Bachacha, he puts it under the case of Eichlin. What about was not the case of Eichlin? That means the person takes off his glasses, is on the table, want to fidget, want to play with it, no problem, no issue at all. At Salashen, you look at the Shemir Shabbos, or Urcha Shabbos, they say Nichol in the category of Kelim and Gabay Shulchan. Therefore, depend upon the Machlaikis, the Mishabur versus others. Could the Mishabur Yesh Lahakal, if go like the Ramam, a person should be Machmer? A similar question, a case of a watch. Under what category do you put it under? The way that Sliyaz, the Chodeshani, they want to put it under Kli Shemach Leheter. And therefore, let's say your watch is on the table, and some you want to play with it for no reason, Chod, they're tiny, it's Osir. Lorcha Shabbos, he puts it under the Sugya of Kelim Agabe Shulchan. Could the Mishabur, you want to fidget with it, might still be Mutter. A similar question, case of furniture, case of chairs, tables over here, under what category do you put it under? So you already mentioned before, the Locha Ketanis, he came along and he says that you want to move for much of Tisha B'Av, the benches away and put them out, celsus down. He wants a taina to go do that on Shabbos, you have a baya, you're moving Kli Shemach Lehetter, Bleed Tzar Klal, so after Shabbos, Nichol Gedol Mukso. So you see the Locha Ketanis, it's like Nichol in the category of Kli Shemach Lehetter. And not Nichol Neged of Oichel. The Chai Odom, he writes very clear that Shulchan and Mito is Nichol in the category of Kli Shemach Leheter. Agam, the Chai Odom Chor is not clear of Araya. Kseen the Maisa holds that Kli Kelim Gavai Shulchan is Nichol Kli Shemach Leheter. Therefore, those the Maisa Machma, Shai de Beliski, Shami Yonison, the one kind of furniture is Kli Heter. Blitz Har Klal is also. At Sadat Sheni, they point out when the Balamor wants to go like Tosfos, the Balamor is brought down by the Shulchan Gevarim. The Balamor's example is to be Makel. Shloitzar Klal, he writes a case korah and a case of a shulchan, a table. And the Ashram of the Shammah, he didn't want to find this nichol in the category like Eichlin. The nichol category of a person can move Blitzar Klal. He can move it. That means a person sitting by his table. Can you move a chair next to you and fidget and move it around for no reason? Really, it depends. How do you stand furniture? Is nichol in the category of Kli Shemach Leheter? Or is it nichol in the category of Kelim V'Eichlin? Of Eichlin Mekizai Kodesh? If you analyze it, the question really is, what is the side of the machlokes, or why are they coming to be makel over here? That means we discuss clothing, glasses, furniture, watches. Where is the heter coming from? What's the von of the heter, the side of the heter? So it could be the argument's really, where is the heter coming from? There's one way to stand the side of the heter. Mishbur brings down the Lashon of Rashi and Kuf Chof Gimel Beis to Dir and Patashmish. Something people use constantly. Utensils are used constantly. Clothing. Is that the Tirim of Tashmish? You start clearing. When I'm wearing, I'm wearing. When I'm not wearing, I'm not wearing. It's a Tirim of Tashmish or not. Yesh Lodin. Taisa seems to give a different category. He wants to say that Kelim really depends on Bnei Kibul and not Bnei Kibul. If it's a case of La Bnei Kibul, then Avadi, a person can't move. But if it's Bnei Kibul, a person can't move. La Bnei Kibul cannot move. It comes out, he wants to be Machman things that are not Bnei Kibul. That means a table, chairs, are not Bnei Kibul. A person, Maisik, cannot move it. Or he can't move it. Again, the Shaar HaTzion, it sounds like, once say Rashi and Tosfos not arguing, not clear exactly what he's saying over here. Sounds like Rashi is giving one getter to Deir Matashmish, and Tosfos giving another getter, depends if Nei Kibbul or not Nei Kibbul. A third Malach, to Mechalek, look on the Balamora and the Ritva, the way how they go, they're saying the things that are Shaykh to be in the Parsha of Isser, Kli Shemachla Isser, Maisa, that's good, Kamul Chazal, they want to answer, given under the category Kli Shemachla Heter. Things are not shaykh. For example, a chair is never klish shemakla iser. A table is never klish shemakla iser. Those things are under the category of, like oichlan kisar kodesh, will never have any mux upon it. You can move really tsarich. So it comes out really could be which category you're putting it under, could be depend which malachi coming from Rashi to Deir Matashmish, the Mishabruo, Tosfos depends on a kibul not a kibul, or the Balamor depends on a case if it's miuchel leches heter or not. Just take one last case to see this machlokes over here. A person, when he has a pot, when it's empty, we pass in prima godim, like the Rajba, or time in the Mishbua, it's klish shemach lisser, not like the chayodim, not like the kitzer. However, the Gemara says in Kuchov Gimel Menalef, on the shuman side, in that situation, that's not klish shemach lisser. What is it? Is it a case of klish shemach lisser? Is it like kilim agabe ha-shulchan? Was it like case of Eichlin? Which one of the three? So the Chodesh Shuni wants a medayik from the Rashba, but you read him slowly, he says. The Rashba is putting on the category klish shemlach leheter. That means, tam, you have a pad on the counter, you want to move for no reason, no tzarech, and echnam will be also. Atzal Shuni, Ayosha Shachar, the Yisim, this question, he's saying, nichna category of klish sudo. Just like by utensil, gabay shulchan is a klish sudo, a pad nichna category of klish sudo. Therefore, be machloikis mishbuah b'gzan the ram to be machmer. However, numas achronim will be mekel. You can move belit sar klal. Tereshmir shabikul chosoi. Look in the grass. The grass they're putting under a different category. It's putting under the fact that the pas tofel to the shum tefelis over here. Once it's tefelis over here, if so, nichel get of oichlin, and therefore to move a part that's food inside belit sar klal lemaisel will be mutter. So we see over here again the machloikis when you put a part that's food inside. Is it kli oichel? Was a situation that kelim gabay shulchan? Was like oichel machlokes among the achrayim bismanenu? I can also get kli shemach leheter. Next sugya is kli shemach leiser. There's no tamshus of heter. Atzlocha rabo.